It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
All right, time for the Thursday Hop Monk Drive Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter, Beer Esquire, and Herlinda, Beer World Traveler.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
Our guest today is Gabe Jackson. Mike spelled it J-A-X-O-N like me.
I'll change it.
I'm assuming it's J-A-C-K-S.
We've had a few Jacksons on with you the last few weeks. Christopher Jackson,
no, there's a
Gabe
million
Jackson.
Of them. There's a million of them. Gabe, nice to meet you, man.
Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you.
It's great to have you. He is with the Beverage People, and I can't wait to hear all about this. On the website it says brewing, winemaking, cider, mead making, kombucha and kefir, cheese, and more.
He knows what he's talking about. I was just having one of his beers out in the green room, and it was really good. So
it was delicious.
You could go in and have him give you that recipe.
So explain exactly what this is all about, because it's pretty awesome. You guys are in Sebastopol?
We're in Santa Rosa on Piner.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on Piner Road. They're like right, easy access there.
Yeah, just like 1 mile off the freeway. So we've been around, the shop's been around since 1980, so you can see we've got this legacy of many hobbies that kind of started on beer when homebrewing got legalized in 1979.
Wow.
And Byron and Nancy, who started the shop, started it up in Santa Rosa, and a few years later, that started in San Rafael as Great Fermentations.
I remember going there.
And then they created a second location here in Santa Rosa on Piner in 1980. So
well, explain everything years. I was just talking about. Brewing, winemaking, cider, mead, cheese, olive oil, fermented food, and this is all the hobbies at this point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is your one-stop hobby shop.
Retailer, and we've got all the supplies. We've got all the equipment. We've got the ingredients. Maybe with the exception of grapes, but we've got contacts with farmers. So if anybody wants to make this stuff, we're built for working one-on-one with anyone.
So I assume
just walk in.
You have classes?
We've got classes coming up on brewing, winemaking, cider making, cheese making.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have all the books and stuff as well. Byron Birch, who was a friend of Mark Carpenter's here, was very, very famous in the beer world before he died, 3 years ago, I guess?
Let's see, August 2015.
Yep. And he was he's famous all over the world for he wrote the book.
Yeah, he was early on in the homebrew world, and I think he's really responsible for starting Sonoma Bureaucrats, or certainly.
Absolutely. It was kind of his club.
Local homebrew club.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Byron was. We knew him well. He was a good guy.
So, you've brought some stuff. It looks like bird seed and fertilizer. No, what is this stuff?
Yeah, the birds love it. The mice love it. We've got lots of malted barley here.
Okay.
These are beer kits, 5 gallon for making 5 gallon batches of beer at home. And that's kind of from the origin, from 1980. We've always designed and packed all the ingredients and recipes to make your own 5 gallon batch at home. We're also built for anybody that has a recipe. Just walk in and we can fulfill.
Right.
It must be a large venue.
It's our retail location. We're about 7,200 square feet. It's pretty sizable.
And how often are the classes? People can come in?
Most weekends. Most Saturdays we've got something going on, either a freebie or a paid full, 3-4 hour class of everything, how to.
What about the cheese class, too? It was awesome.
Can you olive oil?
We don't teach that yet. That's something we're taking on.
Okay, cool.
Kind of more recently. So we have released a kit on at least the basic lye cure olives. So a lot of people have one tree because the landscaper planted it, and maybe it's fruiting. It's actually good to get the word out. If you have that tree, it's attracting fruit flies, and it's kind of a big pest problem.
You can
harvest it so you don't have this pest problem and come to us, and we've got the lye and the kit and the instructions, and you can process in the
Yeah, and one tree will give you more than enough olives for the average family for a year.
Yeah, you might get a gallon of cured olives.
Yeah,
you're ready in about 10 days.
And you can do Greek style.
That's right.
A good home brew method for making olive oil?
Basically, there's about 5 or 6 presses in Sonoma County, so you got to pick it fresh, get it over to them in about 2 days on a community pressing day.
Yeah.
So at the shop, we've got kind of a listing, and you can call everybody. We've got a listing of how much it costs at each place and your minimums. But basically, you've got to harvest perhaps 100 pounds and take it at the right moment, right during harvest of olives.
Yeah.
And you brought a bunch of stuff in. I think you mentioned everything that the home brewer needs to make beer. Right? I mean, you got the copper things with that stuff and the...
Yeah, so we brought a little equipment over here. It's a all-grain electric brewery. We have many... You can cobble together all sorts of different pieces of equipment to make a brewery. So in real life, each brewer kind of has a unique system. You know, you can have just a 5-gallon stainless kettle, but this one that's here on the studio is a complete all-grain brewery that makes 5 gallons of beer. You just kind of stick it in the basket. If you can see, there's a basket in there. You plug it into your 110-volt, and it sets the temperature for you, so you can mash.
So you don't have to have a fire underneath that one. It's electric?
Yeah, most systems you need a heating, you know, use on your stovetop with either gas or out on a propane burner, but this guy's all electric.
But if you're thinking of starting home brewing, you don't have to start with a fancy kettle. You don't have to start doing all grain. You can get malt extract.
Absolutely,
and actually very simply make beer to see if you like doing it, and then expand into the all grain and make it as difficult as you want.
Yeah, we actually recommend that. I would say the most successful starts to the hobby that we see is people don't start with all grain. You just kind of you start with what we call extract-based brewing. Which you don't need as much equipment to process it. It's not as expensive equipment, but the quality comes out great because if you had a pro brewer like Mark process some base malt into an extract, that's very high quality. It tastes just like as if you extracted it yourself. You kind of have a cheat to get started.
This is amazing. I find this fascinating. Cheese. Now, you mentioned, Herlinda, you took a cheese class.
Yeah. Remember when I came in one day and I had tried to make ricotta quickly before I came on the air?
I do.
And I put the entire packet of the ascorbic acid powder into 1 gallon of milk. And it was like a science experiment. It started to bubble and go up all over. I had made the ricotta at the cheese class. And it turned out beautiful. Steve's Italian. Like, he's like a person, like, like ricotta and the olive oil classes and all that stuff. You'd, like, love that. I just did it too quickly. That's why you take a class and pay attention. And then read the recipe when you go home. But you can get every single thing there. So, like, Steve's got a bag of hops in his hand right now. So
these are lemon drop hop pellets. The smell is outrageous.
Oh, those are high intensity. Kind of a new wave, new varietal of hop.
Have you ever dealt with these, Mark?
I never have. This is new since I've retired. Yeah, that's a nice hop. Very nice.
Because Mark, when he was like anchor, you guys used whole hops. But for a home brewer, this is way more compact. Like, I mean, how many pounds of like whole hops would there be in here?
It would be the same amount of pounds, believe it or not.
Really?
And the volume would be much bigger because there would be a lot of air. But whatever that is in weight, it would be the same.
They'd look like rabbit pellets.
Yes, correct.
The little rabbit feed pellets or the other part of the rabbit pellets.
The little rabbit pellets typically smell better than the whole leaf, or they store better anyway, so over time they smell better.
And then you have cold live yeast from the Belgian Ardennes. Actually, I was just in the Ardennes, ironically. But and you can get small sizes of things rather than like, you know, what a commercial brewer would be using, like huge amounts, but you can get, you know, super small amounts to try a small amount of
the homebrew industry is pretty well developed. We're over a million homebrewers in the country, so we've got some labs really working on high quality supplies for us. So this is why yeast are up in Oregon. They pack these yeast packages made for 5 gallon batches. And then, Giga Yeast. That's another one of our suppliers in San Jose.
You've got the malt. You've got the yeast. And then we're coming up on Apple, like Sonoma County Cider Week. So you can actually rent the cider press to press your apples, like at home or like with a bunch of people. It's like a community cider press. You can, like, because I've done that.
Yeah. It's really popular. So these beautiful wooden mills made up in Oregon. They're really easy to use. It has an electric grinder that drops all this pulverized apple right into the basket in a bag. And then you slide it under a press and you just kind of turn this big Acme screw. Even little kids can turn it and it just starts gushing and out comes your juice.
How do you make wine? I mean,
well you're in Sonoma County, so you're in good shape because there's wonderful grapes around here.
But making it,
they want to be wine.
Making it at home has got to be a little.
Yeah, it's actually much, more approachable and easier, less geeky in a sense than making beer. You don't have such strict sanitation requirements, so you can have an open-type fermenter or some food-grade tub, just basically crush up the grapes and put them in there, and they ferment. At least that's the beginning. The beginning's easy.
The winemaking, that you get the sugar right out of the grape and you're ready to go, and brewing, the first phase of brewing is making the sugar that's going to ferment. And that's everything that goes on in the mash tun and whatnot, and then in the brew kettle to add the hops. So it's another phase. Once that's over, it's very much like wine. You're fermenting it, and then you can do different things to it along the way.
Do they bottle it at your place, the wine
We don't sell any alcohol at our shop, so everything is
before the alcohol is produced.
Yeah. But you sell the bottles, you sell the caps, because I've made the beer. Like, you can get everything there, like, to go from start to finish.
Yeah, we've got you from the pot and the ingredients and the yeast to the bottle and the cap, and that's where we stop. But, yeah, and you do it all at home. So we'll chat you through it. You can walk in and ask us any question. We'll chat you through it.
And you guys have been around in some form or name since 80?
Yeah, previously Great Fermentations, if anybody remembers this place in San Rafael. And actually, when we set up in Santa Rosa in 1980, or Byron and Nancy did, my predecessors, it was Great Fermentations until the mid-80s. And then we changed names to the Beverage People.
One kit they have that I like very much, they sell a kit in collaboration with Hen House Brewing that... where you're making one of their beers called their Hen House Stoked. And one of the problems when you start brewing or making wine or anything, you know, you want to know how it tastes. And so you're giving it to your friends and you're saying, how's this? How's this? Because you can't judge it yourself. You're too close to it.
Sure.
But by making this with the Stoked kit, then you could go buy a Hen House Stoked and you have something to compare to and see how you did. I just think it's a fabulous idea. And very good at Hen House
to
be generous with their recipe and their...
They're incredibly sharing with their information. And it feels like they don't hold back any information.
Same yeast, that they're using. So you really have a shot at making the same beer.
If you follow the directions and take the class. But there are a lot of homebrew clubs that help each other and take classes and get their stuff and share... like
that's right. Aside from us at the, you know, holding down the office hours at the retail store, there's five clubs in Sonoma County that are always welcoming new people. So you've got kind of us to answer your questions by phone or give you classes, and then you've got the clubs that give you a social outlet and continuing place to kind of geek out and get feedback on your products.
And I assume if you join these clubs, you don't have to be a home brewer. You can join if you're thinking of brewing and maybe brew with a club member.
Oh, certainly. Everybody in these clubs is very, very engaging and just likes to be with other people that like to make things themselves. It's just makers that like to talk about making stuff.
All right. It's the Village People. The Village People.
Bye.
I need a nap. I definitely need. Yeah. Mike, get that queued up there, that YMCA thing for me. It's thebeveragepeople.com. They're on Pinter Road in Santa Rosa. Check it out. The website's fascinating, and they do amazing stuff, and so can you by getting a hold of The Beverage People. All right. It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter, our good friend who actually started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71. And, of course, her Linda's back with us. Our guest is Gabe Jackson. Not J-A-X-O-N, but still very cool.
You can pronounce it the same way.
No, what do you, yeah. No, see, mine's pronounced Jackson. No, I kid. I'm a kidder. So what is your title? Do you own?
Oh, I get to make it up at this point. So yeah, my wife and I own it now.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's a corporation, but we're small. We're about seven people. So
wow. It's thebeverageppeople.com. And it's not just beverage, that's for sure. I mean, they can teach you and have all the stuff you need to make. Beer, wine, cider, mead, cheese, kombucha and kefir, olives, various fermented foods. And
It's truly a spectacular thing that's going on there on Piner Road.
Real quick, can people order equipment and supplies online from you as well? On the
So Steve's getting this information right off our website, which we're about 90% built for walk-in traffic. So here in Sonoma County, that's what our origin is, and that's what our biggest function. But we're about 10% online.
Nice.
We ship through the country. So.
All right, we don't have much time, but it's always nice to talk to Tara Nuren. From Forbes, she writes about beer and stuff for Forbes magazine and Forbes online. Hi, Tara. It's been a while. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Okay. We're short on time, so I'll turn it over to her, Linda.
Hello. So you are down where I'm supposed to be at Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans, Louisiana, for the biggest cocktail party and show and beverage and bartender event in the world.
Yeah, Tara, talk all about
it. You mean New Orleans, right?
Yes.
So as for Linda, you said every July, actually, it's the hottest time in New Orleans, I believe, or close to it. But because it's slow for tourism here in New Orleans, the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation hosts the biggest cocktail convention, you know, going, and there's seminars and parties and tastings and networking events.
Wait a minute, Tara, that's every day in New Orleans.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying. It's true, but the difference during this week is that you can walk by bars and see signs that say, like, welcome Tales of the Cocktail, and you figure they're probably either hosting an event or, you know, at least supportive. And, God, I'm just walking through the French Quarter right now, and to be honest with you guys, I mean, I've been here before, but I'm astounded at how many bars there are everywhere.
hey, Tara, real quick. It looks like the hurricane missed the French Quarter area of New Orleans, but also people thought, like when I was going, I have a still problem with my broken foot, so I'm not there, but it's not just about the drinking. They're actually talking about sexual harassment in the bars, how to prevent, like, you know, problems with, like, drinks being drugged in bars as well, mental health with the restaurant and beverage community, financial wellness for bartenders and stuff so they don't just blow their money and their tips.
I love that you brought that up. These past 2 years, and probably this year more than ever, there has been such a focus on exactly what you're talking about. You know, in the past, maybe it's been like all about networking or, you know, brands getting their stuff in front of bartenders, but there are so many seminars about inclusivity and really drilling down, like a lot of seminars on wellness, like you're saying, and like bartender financial literacy and sobriety and mental health and physical well-being. It's really incredible. And Tails, starting like a year or two ago, like I said, really started leading the national conversation about this. And it's amazing to see it embodied here at their home in their own space and convention. People I've talked to have really appreciated it.
All right. And Tara, thanks as always. Be careful down there. Have fun, that's a tough one.
She just only have more fun if I was there.
Tara, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Cheers, son.
All right. Again, it's thebeveragepeople.com. Fascinating concept. Great organization. Check out the website, thebeveragepeople.com. Gabe Jackson, my son.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Bless you.
Good to see you, man. It's a cool place.
Likewise.
Go check it out.
Please do.
It's at 1845 Piner Road and thebeveragepeople.com. So cool. Great to have you in, man.
Thank you.
We'll do it again.
Seeing you guys in the shop and your guests as well.
Learn something
all right,
every day.
And Mark Carpenter, of course, and her Linda. We'll see you guys next week.
You got it.
We'll be here.
Bear Republic will be here with some big new changes at Bear Republic Brewery. So all the big wigs will be in to talk about it.
Oh, nice. And they're on Roberts Lake, right?
They're that's the lakeside one.
Yeah.
There's a Cloverdale. There's Healdsburg, of course. But, yeah.
All right. Very cool.